Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, one of Edward VIII's letters is up for sale. It's 70 years since the Queen and Prince Philip announced their engagement. King Philippi and Queen Letizia arrive in London for a state visit, and the Queen grants an audience to Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. So stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
A letter written by Edward VIII to his mistress Frieda Dudley Ward about what he thought about royal duties is set to be auctioned off for an estimated £1,500. This four-sided letter was written when he was the Prince of Wales during a royal visit to Belgium in January 1919 with his younger brother, Prince Albert. He even refers to himself in the third person, saying how much he loathes the palace, court life, and everything to do with it. Edward said he was, quote, never intended for it, end of quote. Edward wrote about a hair-raising accident when his flight arrived aboard a small aircraft overturned on the runway shortly after his arrival in Belgium. The plane flipped after it burst a tyre whilst taxiing along the runway. Edward complained about, quote, a very trying dinner party, end of quote, with King Albert. He said, quote, King Albert is a nice man, though fearfully shy and consequently the dud till you get to know him well, end of quote. Edward made derogatory comments about some of the young women who attended the dinner party, calling them, quote, sordid little whiz-bangs, end of quote. Neil Granger from Auctioneer's Spink said Edward VIII wrote obsessively to Frieda Dudley Ward during many years. He said, quote, this one is a lengthy and very personal and high emotional letter, which is initialed E by the Prince. He was obsessed with this woman and just wanted to be back home with her, and everything else just seemed a bit tiresome for him. End of quote. Edward inherited the British throne when his father, King George V, died in 1936. However, he sparked a major constitutional crisis when he abdicated 11 months later so he could marry the woman he loved, Wallis Simpson.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
The Queen and Prince Philip celebrated the 70th anniversary of the date when their engagement was first announced. On the 10th of July 1947, Princess Elizabeth and Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, as they were known back then, were pictured arm in arm at Buckingham Palace to mark the official engagement and to meet with the press. Princess Elizabeth was just 21 and Prince Philip, who had just renounced his Greek citizenship to become a naturalised British subject, was 26. The princess proudly showed off her elegant square-cut diamond and platinum engagement ring, which Prince Philip had made using stones from one of his mother's tiaras. The couple had met at various family gatherings, but they had their first and pivotal meeting in 1939 at the Royal Naval College in Dartmouth, in Devon, when King George VI and Queen Elizabeth visited with their daughters. Prince Philip, who was then a dashing blonde-haired athletic 18-year-old, was said to have caught Princess Elizabeth's eye when he entertained her by jumping over tennis nets. They maintained a regular correspondence and met on several occasions, even during World War II. They married on the 20th of November 1947. The Queen has paid a touching tribute to her husband during their golden wedding anniversary, saying, quote, he has, quite simply, been my strength and stay all these years, end of quote. Their long-lasting union is said to be seen as a key source of stability within the monarchy. The Queen and Prince Philip will celebrate another milestone in November with their 70th or platinum wedding anniversary.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Despite two postponements, the Queen and Prince Philip finally welcomed King Felipe and Queen Letizia of Spain at the start of their state visit to Great Britain on Wednesday, the 12th of July. The visit was postponed due to a political crisis in Spain during March 2016, and it clashed again with the date for Britain's snap election in June. This is expected to be Prince Philip's last state visit before he retires in August. State visits help strengthen diplomatic ties between the two countries. The UK extended a warm welcome with pageantry and ceremony for King Felipe and Queen Letizia. Prince Charles and Camilla escorted King Felipe and Queen Letizia from their hotel to the Horse Guards Parade Ground for the official welcome ceremony, showing off British pageantry at its best. They travelled in a carriage procession, accompanied by the 1st Battalion Irish Guards, who provided the guard of honour to Buckingham Palace. King Felipe and Queen Letizia had lunch. After lunch, the Queen, accompanied by the Duke of Edinburgh, showed King Felipe and Queen Letizia a display of Spanish items from the Royal Collection Trust. King Felipe learnt about his great-grandmother, Queen Ina of Spain, who was Queen Victoria's youngest granddaughter, known as Princess Victoria Eugenie of Battenberg. The Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duke of Cambridge and the Duke of York also had a chance to view the display. The Countess of Wessex was shown the Constitution Española, a gift from the Queen's state visit to Madrid in 1988. Before heading to the British Parliament, King Felipe and Queen Letizia met with Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall to have tea at Clarence House. King Felipe and Queen Letizia also visited Westminster Abbey on Thursday, the 13th of July, accompanied by Prince Harry, to lay a wreath at the grave of the unknown soldier. Afterwards, King Felipe, Queen Letizia, and Prince Harry were given a tour of the Abbey, including the tomb of Eleanor of Castile, the Spanish princess who married King Edward I in 1254.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Queen has also hosted an audience with the Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, at Buckingham Palace. Mr. Turnbull visited the Queen during his visit to the United Kingdom after attending the G20 summit, which was held in Hamburg in Germany. Earlier that day, one journalist had asked Mr. Turnbull if he had imagined meeting the Queen, especially as he was once the head of the Australian Republican movement years ago. Mr. Turnbull said, quote, "Look, the Queen has embodied selfless public service, dignity, wisdom, leadership for longer and more magnificently than anyone alive today. There is no doubt about that. She has been a remarkable leader of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. She has been our head of state for all of that time, and I'll be very honoured to meet her as Australia's Prime Minister and to share my thoughts about Australia and hear what she has to say. So I'm really looking forward to it. As I say, even Republicans like myself can be, and in my case, a very strong Elizabethans." End of quote. Her Majesty wore the wattle brooch, which was a gift from the government and the people of Australia during her 1954 Commonwealth tour, when she met Mr. Turnbull. The brooch is made up of yellow diamonds representing the golden wattle, which is a traditional Australian emblem. The Queen has been invited to open the Commonwealth Games at the Gold Coast in 2018. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.